Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Richard Baker, president of the Pelican Island Audubon Society. The Indian River Birding Festival and Nature Art Show will take place the weekend of October 12th through the 15th. Richard, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Oh, thank you for having me, Drew.
Pelican Island, a rich and storied history. I believe it goes back to the mid-1800s when scientists documented what we'll call a remarkable affinity that pelicans had for this rather small island. And it really kind of led to the creation of the Audubon Society and was really kind of marked the beginning of the conservation ethic, shall we say. Flesh out a bit more about the island and why it remains such a mecca for birders.
Well, we're very lucky in Indian River County to have so many good places. And of course, the star attraction is the National Wildlife Refuge there, which was purchased by President Roosevelt in 1903. And so we've moved from that to have a huge number of wildlife refuges. We need more. So that's the attraction of being the first in the nation.
Yeah.
It has a lot of plants. Audubon had an active role in the purchase of it. Some of the folks knew President Roosevelt and were able to convince him that this is what we need to buy this because it was used in the plume trade, the feathers, and so they were killing birds. Our chapter, Pelican Island, really didn't come into existence until 1964. And at that time, the land around the island was going to be developed into condos. There was two developers, one from Miami, I believe, and one from New Jersey, were going to develop around the island. And a number of citizens in Indian River County, citrus growers, business people, thought this was a bad idea. So they lobbied, well, this is occurring about 1960, and so they lobbied and finally got the state of Florida to purchase the land around it. And then after they were successful in doing this, they disbanded in 64 and decided that we'll form the Pelican Island Audubon Society. That's how we got our name.
I'm speaking today with Richard Baker, president of the Pelican Island Audubon Society. Tell me about the Indian River Birding Festival and Nature Art Show. I was looking at your brochure. You've got a lot going on that weekend.
Yes, we're very excited about. We're partnering with the Pelican Island Preservation Society, which is the organization that is the friends of the Pelican Island National Wildlife Refuge. And so this is the first time that we've partnered with them. They started this festival, and so we're anxious to be a part of it. At our new Audubon House, which is just over 2 years old, down on Oslo Road, we are hosting an art show. And the first event is Friday evening from 6 to 8, and we're having a gala. It's $50. We're doing it for a fundraiser. We'll have some wine and cheese, and you'll have an opportunity to see the art that's displayed there. But more important, we're going to be giving an inauguration of our new mural that we have painted. It's about 48 feet
wow.
wide and 12 feet high. And Deanna DeRosa, a very young, talented, bright artist, has been working on it for about a year. She scientifically looked at all the important plants around our Audubon House, talked to experts on which ones they should be put on the mural, and we have seven different species of
wow.
plants and animals on this big mural that's in our breezeway. So it's going to be finished by October 13th, and so we're going to be honoring her for her work.
How about young birders? Are you constantly trying to lure new people to birding?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. We have at our Audubon House an after-school program going where we're taking 13 kids from four schools. These are fifth graders. They're there for 2 hours. Part of it is birding, but it's just getting them used to the outside environment. And so we're encouraging those kids about being conservationists. And they are actually so excited about it that they bring their parents down.
Well, there are a lot more events. We have just scratched the surface, but we will have a link to the Pelican Island Audubon Society, as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Richard Baker, thanks so much for coming in this morning and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.